type worm. Okay, any other type worms you have?
Well, we've got the earthworm and the Catawba worm in Catawba worm season.
Yeah.
Now the old earthworms, they're here the year round.
Yeah.
And they're plentiful. In dry weather, you can't hardly find them because he goes deep.
Yeah.
And but if you wet the ground, well, you come back to the top.
You have a little. You got a little red, a little white one, or any other sorts of.
Well. Reds? They some of them little wigglers here that's got started. Now, I don't know whether they was always here or not, but they call them California wigglers or black wigglers.
Yeah.
And now, I don't really know what they call a night crawler. That's a worm. Of course, now, these earthworms, they come out some at night, but not a whole lot. And so I don't know too much about a night crawler, just what he is.
Yeah.
But, then you take these little old young wasps or dirt daubers, either one, they're good fish bait.
Yeah.
Yeah, rob the nest and they're just awful tender, but.
That's a big chore, they rob the nest.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What sort of insects you got that sting around here?
Well, we got a yellow jacket.
Yeah.
A guinea wasp, and we got a red wasp, and then we got that old English wasp that was imported over here that likes to build in your house so much. Our old native red wasp, he'd get out and build in a tree somewhere.
Yeah.
But that English wasp, he likes to get in your house, even between the ceiling if he's got a hole, he can get in there to build.
Yeah.
We found one guinea wasp and two those old English red wasps in the barn there where we putting hay in today.
Is guinea wasp smaller?
Yeah, he's smaller and he's striped. And I tell you, he's got a temper that won't quit. Now, he'll get weak.
Yellow?
No, he's red. He's red.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you'd call him orange with a little black ring around him.
Yeah.
But he's smaller than a regular old red wasp. But he's twice as ear too.
What about, you got a type that builds a big paper nest?
That's them.
Kind of like a football?
Oh, you mean a hornet?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got them in the swamps around here.
Yeah.
I was squirrel hunting one day, and I saw a nest hanging up that way, and it was on a little old limb, wasn't as big as my finger. And, of course, it was cold. And I thought I'd like to have that nest, so I was hunting with 22. So I cut that limb with a 22, and the thing fell, and I went and picked it up, and I was going to bring it home with me. Well, we hunted on up, and it began to warm up every in the morning, and every once in a while, I'd look down in that hole. And it got warm enough that one of them buddies, he'd come to the edge of the hole, and I looked down there, and there's his old bald face looking at me. So I threw that hornet nest down.
Man, you don't want to mess with those.
Yeah,
but you only got one kind of them here?
Yeah, but now he's something too. If you live close enough to where their nests are, they'll come out around your house and catch flies.
Yeah.
And if you go to fighting at him, well, he's just liable to hit you. Or if you got a mold or something on you that resembles a fly, he's liable to land on you after that thinking it's a fly.
Huh.
Yeah, he's not a very welcome guest anywhere.
Now, then you got lots of them, right?
Oh yeah, we got a lot of them, but not like they got on down close to the marshes or the seacoast.
Mosquitoes are bad,
don't they? We lived at Hackberry during 1945. The only year I